Jeremiah chapter number 1, if you want to stand in honor reading God's Word. Chapter number 1, verse number 1. The Bible said, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. And it came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, under the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and to build and the plant. I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if I can, if the Lord will be our help, on Jeremiah's call. On Jeremiah's call. Now we see here, we see God's wisdom and his relationship to Jeremiah. Now this thing is transpiring pretty quick in Jeremiah's life, and he's seeing things move forward as far as the captivity of Judah, praise God, and the Lord's beginning to witness to him here and to warn him that he needs him to go out and be a warning to those that need the warning, man. Are we any better than that tonight? God, people need warning today. And somebody's got to go out and warn them. Somebody's got to be that vessel that'll be used of God to warn people about things to come. We said Sunday that there's two places that we can spend eternity, one in heaven or one in hell. And we have to decide tonight which way we want to go. Of course, we know which way we want to go, but what way do they want to go? And we have to make that familiar to them so that they can know, so that they can make an informed decision. And that's basically what it is. That's what the Bible is. It's just a God giving us an informed decision, or giving us a something to make an informed decision so that we can choose what we need to know. Amen? And as we look at Jeremiah, and I thought about that as I was looking at this, when God was speaking to Jeremiah, and he was giving Jeremiah his call, he was putting him basically into the ministry to do that, the will of God. Amen? And every one of us should take the responsibility to be in the ministry to do the will of God. Amen. Praise God. Not only in our own lives, but as far as helping others in their lives. Because there's a lot of people that's struggling today. A lot of people that need help. And a lot of people that need help from the Word of God. They're seeking help, but they're seeking it in every which way you think of, but without going to the Lord. But look what the Lord told Jeremiah. Now Jeremiah was he was the prophet, and God was going to call him to be that prophet. He was going to put him in the office of a prophet, and he was going to use him to speak to the people. Now look what God says to him. You look at verse number 5. Let's just start right there. The Lord is speaking to Jeremiah, and he tells him that he knew him. Amen. He said, I knew thee. Verse number 5. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. So he tells Jeremiah, he said, now you think about this. But he said, before you were ever conceived, I knew you. Do you think you and I are any different than Jeremiah? Huh? No, we're all just the same. Before we were ever conceived in the womb, God knew us. Amen. Just like he knew Jeremiah. You say, preacher, how do you know it? Because there's never anything taken God by surprise. Amen. That's why it hurts my heart so much when you have people having abortions and things. Because those are little human beings that God knew before the foundation of the world. Amen. But we won't get into that tonight. Whatever you think about that. But I tell you, it's just wrong. Amen. It's never wrong. It's never right to take an innocent life. He said before he was formed in the belly that God knew him. So God's telling Jeremiah here, he said, hey, listen, before you was ever thought of, before you ever started having logical thinking, he said, I knew who you was. And so what I want to do is I want to interfere in your life and I want to redirect your thinking. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because God is God. In his wisdom, he wanted to have a relationship with Jeremiah. He wanted to speak to him because he knew him. Not only did he know him, but he said he sanctified him. He said, I have sanctified thee. He said, before I came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. So he said, I've set you apart, praise God. Amen. He said, before you came out of the womb, I'd already had a plan and a purpose for your life. I believe God's got a plan and a purpose for our life if we just fit into his plan. You know, a lot of times we spend our whole lives trying to figure out where we fit in. We spend our whole life trying to figure out what we ought to do. But sometimes you just got to drop back and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen? That's kind of what Paul done on the road to Damascus. He was a very religious man. He was persecuting the church. He had letters in his hand on the road to Damascus going to go over to any that he found that way. He was going to bring them bound. Amen? Very religious man. But he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, praise God, in that bright and shining light, and he fell on his face. He said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen? He said, hey, listen, I thought I was doing right. I thought I was running well. Most people today, if you talk to them, you can't find anybody that's not sure that they're just right where they ought to be. Everybody talk to me, Brother Charles, is just like, I think I'm doing okay. I think I'm following a plan, but whose plan are you following? Amen. We ought to be following the plan of God. We ought to be seeking his plan, seeking his way. Because he said, before you came out of the womb, I'd already sanctified you. I'd already chosen you. I've already set you aside for a purpose. Amen. He said, and that's what God done for me and you, praise God. He's already setting us aside for a purpose. You say, preacher, what is our purpose today? Our purpose is to serve and worship God. Hello? Come on now, don't get quiet on me. Our purpose should be to serve and worship God. Amen. That ought to be our priority. I'll tell you, I've told you time and time again, there's no such thing as priorities. Amen. Man made that just a few centuries ago. Do you know that? There was a word priority, and that's what it meant. A priority, the main thing. But man come along and said, well, you know, we know we ought to love and serve God, but. Love and serve God, but. You know, I've got a family to raise, and they're really important. I've got, you know, a job to hold down. Well, that's important, too, because if I don't do that, I can't do this. And if I can't do this, I can't do that. And he said, that we have to try to focus on, and we have so many different priorities now. But that just a few centuries ago, priorities was not, there was no plural priority. It was singular. Amen. So what happened to us is we got sidetracked. We got off track. And we started chasing after everything in the world. But he told Jeremiah, he said, I sanctified, set you aside from the womb. Amen. Not only did he say he set him aside, he knew him and he sanctified him, but he said he ordained him. Amen. This is what he said, I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So he said, I've set you aside. He said, I've ordained you to be a prophet. That's an inspired teacher, by the way. That's what a prophet is. One who proclaims the will of God. Amen. A teacher and instructor that will proclaim. That's what a prophet is. That proclaims the will of God. What God says is going to take place. What God says needs to take place. What God says is going to happen. See, now, a preacher, how do we know that? By the Word of God. Amen. We know what's going to take place because God tells us. He don't leave us in the dark to stumble out. He tells us in 1 Thessalonians, he said, hey, listen, you don't need to be ignorant, consider those times. He said, you know very well what's going to take place. He said, because I have told you. Amen. That's what a prophet would do. He said, I called you to be a prophet, ordained you to be a prophet. Amen. I ordained you. He said, that means that God took the authority over his life and ordained him to be that prophet. Unto the, watch this. This is what I thought, but praise God, unto the nations. Amen. And now we think about it just trying to get people in our own family to love God and come to church with us. Amen. What a task. I mean, that's major right there. Just to get our loved ones, praise God, let them know that we love the Lord, we love them, and we want to see them in the house of God. We want God to help them. We want to see them saved. We want to see them on a journey toward heaven with us. We don't want nobody to miss or be left out. We all want to get there together. Amen? Amen. Amen. We all want to get there together. Praise God. But it seems like that we're fighting tooth and nail, and everybody's fighting against everybody, and nobody wants to get in. I know the Bible said in the last days there'd be a great falling away. I understand that. But it oughtn't to be true Bible-believing folks, Christians. I mean, we're not of those, the Bible said, we're not of those that fall away into perdition to be made to where our life is made useless for Christ, to none effect. We praise God. We're supposed to be like Jeremiah. We're supposed to be proclaiming the gospel to the nations. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we ever get the mentality, get away from the mentality, just me and my three and no more. Or me and my four and no more. It rhymes better. Amen. But we gotta have a mentality. We want everybody to get in. You say, well, preacher, I just don't say, why do we want to? It'd be all right if we could just leave a whole bunch of these people, if we could just get rid of them, yeah? If that was possible, but it's not possible. So what we got to do is we just got to get them in the love of Christ. We got to love them, pray God, thanks in Christ us, so we can get born again, get saved, praise God, to become part of it. Amen? And then it takes away, it removes the resistance. Because what happened is when we got away from God, amen? When we forgot to remember, praise God, our priority. When we exchange our priority for the priorities of the world, we started backing up. Amen. We started failing. We started failing God. But he said he had sanctified him and he had ordained him. And the Bible says that he sent him. Look at verse number 7. And the Bible said, and the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. Amen. Jeremiah said, you know what, Lord? Said, I ain't able to do this. He said, I'm just like a little child. He said, I'm just like a little youngin'. He said, I can't go do what you're asking me to do, what want me to do. Well, you know what? I got news for you. There are none of us that can. Amen. None of us can do that to be pleasing to God without God's help. But see, I figured out a long time ago that God will not ask you to do that he will not equip you to do. Amen? Now, sometimes you've got to stop, slow down, and take some spiritual growing. You've got to begin to learn of Him. Amen? That's what the Lord did with His disciples for 3.5 years. He mentored to them. He took them under His wing, and when they had the hard questions, He was there to answer those questions that they would ask. And that's what we have to do. Sometimes God's going to send us, but we got to take time to ask those hard questions to figure this thing out. He said, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. Amen? He said, just prepare yourself to go to all. Now listen. Now, this is a whole lot bigger than this one sentence. It's a whole lot bigger than our minds, Brother Jeff, can get around. Because Jeremiah's thinking, well, boy, God done called me into a big old task. He said that done called me to go out and to preach to the nations, pray God, and proclaim to be a prophet in all these nations, all these peoples. And he said, I'm just a little child. Amen. When it comes to the word, he said, I'm not big enough to do this. But God says, yeah, you said, yes, you are. He said, because I'm going to send you, and you're going to go to all that I send you to. Amen? He said, Jeremiah, don't even think small about it. Just go ahead and think big about it. that I'm going to send you, praise God, and that all I send you to, praise God, that you're going to be sent to take care of, to minister to. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. Amen. So he said, wherever there's people that need to hear the gospel, wherever there's people that need me, he said, I'm going to send you to them so that you can share the gospel with them. So now, you say, well, Pastor, was that just a suggestion? No, it was a commandment. He commanded him. Look at the rest of verse 7. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. He said, you're going to go. It was a commandment. He said, you're going to go, and what I command you, what I tell you to do, that's what you're going to say. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, you don't have a choice in the matter. He said, praise God, this is what you're going to do. Jeremiah's call, praise God, it was a persuasive call. God had decided what he wanted that Jeremiah to do, what he wanted to be, praise God, and he was calling him to be that was his desire. Amen. Praise God. That's what he wants for us. And so whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Amen. He said, so it's a commandment. He said, whatever I tell you, praise God, that's what you say. Could you imagine? Jeremiah said, well, but man, that may be, I tell you what, I can tell you from experience, they're not going to want to hear it. Amen? We had to go to Weaverville yesterday evening pretty late, and in the old Roses parking lot, it's got to be on, I guess it's on Tuesday night every week, there's a fella sets up out there and just preaches. I mean, he just rides back and just preaches the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ on intercom system. Amen? Just preaching to God. I believe Weaverville is the only place in the country you can still do that and get by with it. Amen. We done it at Lake Louise for several years, praise God. Just go down there to the lake on Saturday night and just preach. Sing a song or two and just preach. People would come from near and far, praise God, to hear preaching. Amen. But they come out. But he said that's what he's going to do. He said, don't worry about what they said. Whatever I command you, praise God, that's what you say. Amen. So he commanded him. Praise God. But not only did he command him, but he encouraged him. In verse number 8, he says, be not afraid. Amen. He said, don't be afraid of it. He said, be not afraid. Don't be afraid of it. He said, hey, don't be afraid of their faces. Now here's where the rubber meets the road. Brother Jeff, he says, when you come to these folks face to face, that's like preaching on the radio is a whole lot easier than it is to preaching to live people. Now, for some people, I'd rather preach to you than preach on the radio. Amen? I want to see your faces. It was such a blessing during COVID because it was a few weeks that we preached it, we recorded it, and we put it out on the internet. And the first time or two, it was pretty difficult, but then Miss Allison had a brainstorm. And she took everybody in the congregation, she pulled up their pictures, and she enlarged them, and she put your picture on your pew where you sat. Amen? People said, preacher said, it's just like you're preaching. I even called them my name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd say, Brother Bill. Praise God. He was sitting right there. I could see his face. And he said to Jeremiah, he said, hey, when you go before them, you got to go to the nation. He said, you got to speak what I tell you to speak. He said, don't be afraid because I've got you. Don't be afraid even when you got to look them face to face. We'll do pretty good as Christians most of the time till we have to actually go face to face with somebody. Amen? And then we stammer and we stutter and we struggle. Amen? But the Lord says, hey, listen, said, I command you to do that. Didn't Jesus tell us to go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in? That word compel means whatever it takes to get them in. Amen. The persuasion, praise God, it takes to get them to come in. He said, do it. So when we get face to face with these folks, he said, don't be afraid of them. Praise God. He said, because God is with you. He said, I'm going to be with you, praise God. He said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. So he encouraged him, praise God, and he said, he's going to deliver him. He said, I am with thee to deliver thee. Now this is, when it says, it said, I am with thee and shall deliver, saith the Lord, that's capital L-O-R-D. That's Jehovah God. Amen. That's Jehovah. That's God. That's the Lord Supreme. And the Lord Supreme said, hey, Jeremiah said, I'm sending you out here, but I'm going to be with you. I'm not asking you to go and do it by yourself. Listen to that, church, praise God. Jeremiah's call, our call is not to go out and do it by ourselves. He's promised to always be with us. Let me ask you a question. Now, has the Lord ever left you? Has He ever forsaken you? Amen. Now we've got away from Him to our shame. Amen. Kind of went in the wrong direction. But praise God, He's never left me. He's always been there. When I get to looking for Him again, He's right where I left Him. Well, I say that, but really it's not. Usually He's right there with me, praise God. I don't have to go back and hunt Him. Amen. He's right there. Praise, He's promised He'd never leave me nor forsake me. And the Lord says to Jeremiah, He said, I am with thee to deliver thee. He said, I'm going to take care of you. I've asked you to do this, but I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to take care of you through it. So when you see Him face to face, just speak to Him from your heart what I give you to say. Just let them know that I love them. Amen. Tell them the same God, that the same Lord that loves you is the same Lord that loves them. See, it don't matter if the nation's a heathen nation, an ungodly nation. He said, just tell them the truth. Praise God. He said, I'm with thee to deliver thee. Amen. And He says He's going to speak through him. He said, I have put my words in thy mouth. Verse number 9. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm going to speak through you, Jeremiah. All I want you to do is be a vessel. Amen. I remember when the Lord's calling me to preach. I said, Lord, I can't do this. I can't get up in front of people. I can't talk in front of people. I get more than two or three people. I get nervous. And I said, Lord, I can't do it. But finally I said, Lord, okay, I surrender. I will. But Lord, you're going to have to help me. He said, I can try to be a vessel to you, but you are going to have to help me. He said, okay. He said, we got this. Amen. Praise the Lord. You just be a vessel. And said, I'll help you. And guess what? He has. He helped me overcome that. I'm not afraid to speak like I used to be. Amen. Because God's been there to help me. He said, I have put my words in thy mouth. Now I want you to notice His influence that he has on Jeremiah. In verse number 10, his influence, he said, I have set thee over nations. Amen. So I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. Praise God. He said, I have. But if you'll notice on every one of these I read and you're hearing tonight, that the Lord is in the first person. Amen. He says, I know thee. I sanctified thee. I ordained thee. He said, I command thee. Praise God. He said, I am with thee. He said, I have put thee, put words. He said, glory to God. He said, I have set thee over nations. So who's doing it? It's God. It's God's doing it. Amen. It's God that's with you. It's God that's with me. He's the one that's going to help us to be a witness in this dark and dismal world. Praise God. For we can go with confidence. We can go with a smile on our face that we're not going by ourselves, that God is with us to help us along the way. Amen. So Jeremiah's call, praise God, was just to fall in and do the will of God according to what God had him to do. Praise His name. He said, he goes on and says in verse number 10, or in verse number 19, he said, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. Here it is again. He said, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Amen. He said, so they're going to withstand you. Amen. They're going to fight against you. They're going to rebel against the word. They're going to, but praise God. He said, you are going to prevail. He said, but they shall not prevail against thee. He said, Jeremiah, you're going to come out the victor in the end. We got to keep in our minds that one day, praise God, we are victors. We are going to finish this race victorious for God's glory. He said, well, Pete, preacher, I don't know. He said, sometimes people just get in an awful shape. And yeah, we do, but praise God, we still have victory in Jesus. We just have to keep claiming the victory, praise God, till we cross the finish line. And then we'll be with the victory. And we'll be in the victory, praise God. So Jeremiah heard the calling of God. God began to call Jeremiah into a work, into a field, to be a prophet. He knew who he was, but he called him anyway. Amen. He knew who we were, but yet he called us unto salvation anyway. Come to where we were. And praise God. He said, I'll sanctify you. Praise God. He said, from the very beginning, he said, I'll ordain you, praise God. He said, I'll put you in a ministry. I'll give you the word to say, to proclaim the will of God. Amen. We're not prophets. That's per se what prophets were then. But praise God, we're still supposed to be proclaiming what God has to say, the will of God. And he sent him, just like he's sending us today. Sends us out to our community, sends us out to our workplace, sends us out to our families. Help us every time we go somewhere and try to be a light in the darkness. Amen. You ever get with your family? I don't know how your family is. Our family is loud. I know you can't believe that. But our family is very loud. And you get all of us together, and it's just chaos. And people, you know, talking, and somebody's trying to talk over somebody else, and I mean it gets loud. But sometimes, praise God, you know, in all that chaos and all that turmoil, the Lord will just speak to your heart, and you can just say, just start saying something about God, how good He is, and just to get into the Word, in His very Word, and in His presence, and all of a sudden that chaos just goes away. Amen. It's amazing how all of a sudden, and people start looking at you funny. Of course, some of the family's going to question you of what you're saying and why you're saying it. Amen. Because they do err not knowing the Word, the Scriptures. But it's amazing how that chaos just begins to die down, and you begin to get to have that calmness and that peace that passes understanding. Because a normal chaos situation, it becomes calm. Why? Because we pull into the presence of the Lord, and there's a calming sense in the presence of God. So even though the Lord was calling Jeremiah into service, I mean the very beginning of a long book that he would later tell Jeremiah, said, you need to pin all this down and keep track of it so you can share it with others someday. Thus we have the book of the prophet Jeremiah. He began to pin down the Word of God. And we begin to see how God began to bless him, how God began to command him to go and encouraged him while he was going. And told him not to be afraid, praise God. Because he said, Jeremiah, I'm going to be with you. He said, you're going on a journey, you're going on an adventure, but I'm going with you. Amen. It's kind of like when you was a little kid. And they used to take us, we used to go camping. Every now and then we'd go with my Aunt Mary. Now, Aunt Mary's never been known to be early. Matter of fact, my Aunt Mary's always been known to be late. And I'm not talking about just stylishly late. Sometimes really late. Like if we were having a dinner at 1, we'd tell her that it was at 11:30, 12 to be there. And she might make it by 1:30. But I loved her to death. I still love her to death. We pray for her. She's got cancer. She's got to go in for surgery pretty soon. But we would go camping. But it was always good. It was always good to know that there was somebody with you, amen. Somebody with you that had some authority, somebody that knew what was going on, that could take care of situations, amen. So it was a thrill to be able to go camping, to be able to go out or whatever the outing that we were on. But it's always good as a kid to know that there was somebody there with you that was going to look over you and going to take care of you. You know, somebody that was going to keep you out of trouble, Brother Jeff. Amen. Would make you mind just a little bit so you didn't get out there too far. They wanted you to have fun, have a good time. Amen. But they wanted you to do it in the right fashion so it didn't bring harm to anyone else. That's what God's telling Jeremiah. He is the Heavenly Father, and He loved the people and the nations. And He said, Jeremiah, I'm calling you to a great big task. Amen? So there's a whole lot of people that's not listening, and there's a whole lot of people that won't want to listen to you. And when you get face to face with them, don't be afraid, because I'm going to be there with you. And when you get in front, just tell them what I've told you, what I give you, just what I've told you to say. Amen? And be encouraged, praise God, when you're there. He said, I'll deliver you from them. Amen? They may harass you. They may give you a hard time. They may not like what you're saying. Look at old Ezekiel. Ezekiel preached to them, and the people come out, and they listen to him, and they said, oh, my goodness. And they run home. They run everywhere, all over the community. They say, hey, you've got to come hear this fella. This fella's preaching the oracles of God right out of the book, things that we need to hear. He's telling it to us just exactly the way it is. Before they got out of the verse, but we're not going to listen. He's straight on. But he said, I ain't got time for this. We're not going to listen. He's preaching the truth, though. You ought to come hear him. Amen. People do that today. They said, man, boy, watch his face. He had revival with that meeting the other night. Boy, he was preaching it straight. But I'm not going to do it. That's for them other people. Like Susie used to say, shovel it to the back. Amen. Pass it on back for somebody else. But Jeremiah had a call on his life. God's wisdom and his relationship with Jeremiah was important. But the same wisdom and relationship is important to us today. We gain God's wisdom through the Word of God. Praise God. And then we build our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're basically the same as Jeremiah. Praise His name. What about us today? What about you? Amen. Are we listening to God? Are we hearing what He's saying? Man, if he was saying the same stuff to you, hey, I knew you. You knew me. When did you know me? I knew you before you was in the womb. Wow, way back then. Yes, I knew you. I sanctified you. Praise God, while you was there. Set you aside. I won't use you. Amen. Ordained you to be whatever you need to be for me. Are you willing? Are you a willing vessel? Are you willing to be used of God? Hey, I'm going to send you. Are you ready? Are you willing to go? Amen. I thank God for missionaries, praise God. Like the wounds, they sold everything that they had. House, lock, stock, and barrel, praise God, and went to Nepal. Lived over there for years. They're at home now because of health reasons and their families and stuff and mothers and all that. And they're down there in Charlotte. But they're still working for the Lord. They're still reaching out. There's a great big bunch of Nepali people in Charlotte. There's a whole community of Nepali people in Charlotte. And they're witness to them two or three times a week. They're going in there and knocking on doors and getting to know them, talking to them, praise God. Why? Because they were sent to do that. And no matter if they're here, there, or yonder, they still call. They still got that calling on their lives. So that say this, no matter where we're at, we still should have a calling on our life to witness for Christ, to lift Him up, praise God. Jeremiah had a call. You and I have a call for the wisdom of God and the relationship with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He said, he commanded us to go and speak what He says. But He said, and He encouraged us. He said, don't be afraid of it. He said, just go out and do it. He said, just strap on a little Holy Ghost boldness, praise God, and just go for glory. Amen. Put it on. We're not little old children, praise God. We're full-grown adults. Praise God. And God said, you go. So meet them face to face. I'll be there with you. I won't let them. What are they going to do? Eat you? Yeah. Amen. Preacher said that one time, tickle me as a kid. He said, go out and witness for the Lord. He said, well, preacher, I can't. He said, why not? Are they going to eat you? And as a little kid, I remember that to this day. I can see them in my little mind, you know, just snatching them up and eating them. I know what he was saying, though. They can't. All they can do is maybe rebuke you, or most times they just turn their back on you. I don't want to hear it. But guess what I found out? Even though they do that, comes a time, if you stay persistent, you stay with God, you just keep praying, there'll be a day they'll come and say, preacher, I've got a question. And it starts the ball rolling. Amen. that ball was it was instigated way back yonder. But now it's rolling. And guess what? All you have to do then is just keep it rolling towards Jesus. Amen? It's not that hard. Praise God, it just takes the love of God in her heart. And He said, I'll speak through you. That input that you have, praise God, or output rather. Amen? He said, I'll put it in there. Praise the Lord. He said, they'll fight against you. They'll not prevail against you. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Amen? He said, I'm there with you to deliver you while you're delivering the message that I've got for them to hear. Amen. God said, I'll be right there the whole time you're trying to deliver it. And so I'll be there to help you deliver that message. And I'll get the glory out of it. And He said, all you got to do is just do what I tell you to do. He reached out a hand. He touched Jeremiah's lips. Amen. He said, Jeremiah, I said, I'm going to just take control of your lips. Amen. And I'm going to do the speaking for you, so don't be afraid. Because what comes out of your mouth is going to be from me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's God. That's God working. That's what God does. Amen. Jeremiah's call, is it much different from our call today? Do we not have about the same responsibilities? God said in the New Testament, go to highways, hedges, and compel them to come in that my house might be full. Amen? You know what God's saying? You know what the Lord was saying there? He said, if all of us work together in this, we ought to be in a building program all the time. Amen? Trying to build Sunday school classes, trying to build the choir, trying to build our mission work, trying to build our discipleship. But we ought to all be in together, one mind, one accord. The Lord said, that's what makes things click. Amen. That's what we got to have. Jeremiah's call is the same call for us all. Amen.